the Rich Life seminar with Lisa Jimenez. What a great job she did last week. I know she's got a lot of great stuff for us tonight. Lisa, are you there?
Here, Vic. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to week two. What a fantastic week we had last week. And the lesson, I received so many emails and phone calls and notes on your faxes to me about the impact of that. And this is what the Rich Life is all about. It's about discerning your beliefs and then choosing to change them. Do you really realize the power of your mind? The mind, we have so much power in our thoughts and in our mind. And then we're going to lead right into that thought with this week's lesson. But before we do, let's talk about last lesson and what we went over. We talked about the three reasons people don't achieve their goals. Did you think about that this week? The three reasons, number one is, it's not what you really want. Did you discern that? Did you think about that? When you did the homework and you perused through the magazines, did you see, gosh, I've been going for something that was really my parents' goal for me, or the old me, or my spouse's desire for me? And reason number two people don't achieve their goals, they don't believe they're worthy of it. We're going to talk a lot about that even in today's lesson. And reason number three is their fear is bigger than their dream. Even when you did that homework, I hope that you felt that feeling in your gut as you're looking through those magazines, perusing those magazines and cutting out pictures. I hope you had that feeling in your gut, like, I don't know, can I really get that? Can I really have that? Because that kind of feeling is actually the adrenaline you need to keep you focused, to build momentum and keep momentum. So don't be afraid of that feeling in your gut. You know what I'm talking about. Actually, that feeling is your green light to go. We talked a lot about that last week, too, that fear can be your green light to go. It means you're on to something big. And that's what we're after. The people on this call and the people that I work with and my personal coaching clients, we want something big. That's what we want out of life. We want the rich life, rich in, yes, materialism, rich in desires, rich in friendships and relationships, rich in giving and giving back, and rich in spirit. So let's get right into this week. If you have your purse or your briefcase or your wallet handy, I want you even just leave the phone right now as I'm just chatting. You're not going to miss anything. Go run and get your wallet. Go run and get your purse or your briefcase. We're going to do an exercise about that. So as people are running off, let's talk about if you didn't do your homework last night or last lesson, I'd like for you to put that on your to-do list for this week. It is such an important lesson because, see, these build on each other, people. So if you didn't do that lesson of perusing through the magazines and even posting that statement that we talked about last week up on your around your office or around your home, I was born to live a rich life. And if you're not saying that over and over in your mind, I'm going to ask you again to do that this week. I was born to live a rich life. We're talking about transcending our mind, changing our mindset, and we need to be fed these vitamins of truth. So now, hopefully you have your briefcase, your purse, or your wallet in front of you. I want you, because today we're going to talk about clutter, clearing out the clutter. I had a coaching client. In fact, all of my coaching clients, one of the very first things I do with my personal coaching clients is we go through what is the clutter in their life and what do we need to do to clean it up. Now, you might be thinking, oh, gosh, you're going to be talking about organizational skills? Yes, I'm going to be talking about cleaning out the clutter because physical clutter, there's physical clutter and there's spiritual, emotional, subconscious clutter. So, in other words, there's mind clutter and there's heart clutter. This week, this lesson, lesson number two, we're going to talk about breaking through what's holding you back in relationship to the left brain clutter, the physical clutter. The next lesson, lesson number three, we're going to be talking about how to breaking through the boundaries in emotional clutter, spiritual clutter, subconscious clutter, which is all about beliefs. But let's get back to this lesson, breaking through the boundaries to the rich life. We're talking about cleaning out the clutter, people. Physical surroundings. So if you have your wallet in front of you, I want you to open it up. If you have a purse, a briefcase, pop it open. Take a look in there. First of all, in your wallet, open it up right there, and I want to see how you place your dollar bills. Now, I did this in my Conquer Fear, the advanced four-week Conquer Fear seminar that Vic Johnson and I did a couple months ago, and the emails I received on this one exercise was amazing. The difference in your life, in your thought process, in your habits, in your mindset is incredible when you start with these little, small, revealing exercises. So take a look inside your wallet. Would you say that wallet looks like a person who respects money? So what does a person who respects money look like? Probably there is a specific place for credit cards. They're organized and neatly placed. There's a specific place for dollar bills, and these dollar bills are not wadded up, are they? They're in sequential order, ones, fives, tens, twenties, hundreds. And most likely the presidents are all facing the same way. This is very revealing, people, to what's holding you back, this simple exercise of how do you respect money. When you respect money, and we talked last week about money is your servant, not your master. But when you respect the servant of money, you attract it. You're not afraid of it. You master over it. Do you know how many people I work with that are so afraid of dealing with money? They're afraid of holding it. They're afraid of talking about it. They're afraid of looking at their actual checkbook and balancing a book. They're afraid of their P&L statements. So their money has become their master instead of their servant. So the first very simple thing you can do today and every day after this lesson is respect your money. Take the time, even on a subconscious level, when you're receiving change back from a purchase, take the time to neatly place your money in sequential order, and where the presidents are facing the same way, you respect your money. So that's the very first thing, is clean up your wallet. Clean up your checkbook. Clean up your purse. I see ladies carrying these huge purses. Did you know, think of this, single woman. If you're looking for a man and you have one of these huge purses, this is just a red light for baggage, baggage, baggage. It is! So think about that. A very simple thing you could do to change in sequential, tiny little efforts to change your life is to get a smaller purse, get a neater, organized wallet, respect money, respect your receipts. And in fact, we're going to talk about some tangible things in just a little bit about what you can do with money and receipts and profit loss statements. But you get the point. Here it is, the very first thing, how revealing it is to look at your wallet and to say, does that reflect a person who respects money? Because when you respect money and you respect that servant, you attract more of it. So let's look on page 11 of your Rich Life workbook. And look at the physical surroundings in the exercise that I have right here on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. I want you to rate your neatness right now as I'm talking. Rate your neatness and organization in the following areas. Office. From 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how's your clarity there? Are you cleaning out the clutter? How's your clarity there? Office, that's the first thing. Desk, like if you're sitting at your desk right now, look around. What about filing cabinets? Home. Now you think, my home doesn't have anything to do with my office. Well, it has everything to do with your business, because how your home life is, how your organization, your habits in your home life reflect your business. They are one and the same. What about your clothing closets? One thing you can do, one thing I did, is you go get wooden hangers and respect your clothes. You respect the materialism that you have. You treat it as a good servant that it is, and you take care of your clothes.